Follow up with lesson two here real quick. Just a few of the questions. We're not going to go through all these. Maybe I was looking at maybe two, number four, number six. So number two, married couples often read books, attend seminars, stay in touch with specific steps needed to keep the honeymoon alive. The reason is obvious. Living in close quarters causes each one to get on each other's nerves until little annoyances become major problems. Here's the question. How would you advise a couple to keep a honeymoon spirit alive? And I'm not so much concerned about that one as much as the follow-up question. How would we advise a local church that lives in close worship quarters week after week to do the same thing? So I want us to talk about that just a moment. Because, let's be honest, have any of us ever had a brother or sister get on our nerves? Anybody? Ever? No? No? Wow, this is the perfect group then. Of course. I mean, it's just going to happen, right? Just like your spouse, you know? They can get on your nerves. I mean, we learn each other's hot buttons, don't we? We know which ones to push at the perfect moment just to get the response that we know that they're going to give us. And sometimes, even when we work with our brothers and sisters in Christ, it may not be intentional, but the fact of the matter is that it does happen. And so what are some steps that we can take in order to, you know, keep the local church in this mindset of love.